As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
Alex Bregman had himself a night.
Bregman swings, and it's a high fly ball. That's deep three. Left center field. Number three, it's gone. What a night for Alex Bregman. Three home runs, this one a two-run job, and the Cubs now up 12-5 here in the eighth.
Cubs Radio Network on the call. Alex Bregman also drove in seven runs. The Cubs crushed the Nationals 12-6. The Guardians stopped a three-game losing skid, defeating the Tigers 6-4. The Blue Jays scored five runs in the eighth inning to beat the Red Sox 6-4. Boston has now lost five straight. The Yankees defeated the Mariners 10-5. Seattle has now lost six in a row. The Rays won their ninth straight game, defeating the Athletics 8-4. They now have a 6.5-game lead in the AL East. In the NFL, the Panthers are signing former Dolphins tight end Darren Waller to a one-year deal.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
55 years, savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler cowboy cut jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95, and at D&J. Carhartt work shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock steel-toed boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Fatal traffic collision on Highway 41 near Toro Creek. Man sentenced to 283 years to life in prison for sexual abuse of two children. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A driver was killed on Highway 41 yesterday morning after crashing into a tree. CHP received a report of the incident at about 7:01 a.m. on the 41 near the intersection of Toro Creek Road. A truck was found 30 feet off the road down an embankment, and the patient was confirmed dead about half an hour after the incident was first reported. Traffic was significantly impacted in the area as crews worked to clear debris from the crash. The roadway was still under a full closure by 9 a.m., with major delays expected on the 41. The highway reopened later that day, and no further information from CHP is available at this time. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a residential structure fire on the 1200 block of Dorothy Street yesterday at about 4:55 p.m. Firefighters found smoke and fire inside the bathroom of a single-story, single-family residential structure. Firefighters managed to stop the fire to the room of origin, limiting its extension into the attic and living space. The residence was unoccupied at the time of the fire, and no injuries were reported. The fire was caused by an electric exhaust fan. Man sentenced to serve 283 years to life in prison for sexual abuse of two children. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A San Luis Obispo County man has been sentenced to serve 283 years to life in prison for repeatedly sexually abusing two children. 41-year-old Teodulo Vasquez Jimenez was sentenced by Judge Rita Fetterman under the maximum term authorized by law and is ordered to register as a sex offender and pay $1 million in restitution to each survivor. The two victims were between the ages of 6 and 14 at the time of their abuse, from 2009 to 2023 in Paso Robles. District Attorney Dan Dow commended the two victims for their extraordinary courage, who came forward and endured the difficult process of seeing justice. The DA's office also wants every survivor of sexual abuse to know they are not alone, and help is available. The County Department of Agriculture, Weights and Measures completed a survey after detecting a single glassy-winged sharpshooter in a local nursery. GWSS is an invasive insect that feeds on the fluids of many plant species and poses a serious threat to agriculture as it can spread bacteria that causes Pierce's disease, a fatal grapevine disease that threatens vineyards. The department received the report of a single GWSS and deployed staff on August 4th to the detection site. After completing a survey, they did not find any additional GWSS or evidence of an established population. The City of Atascadero will be conducting a DUI checkpoint this Friday from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoints are determined based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Atascadero Police reminds the public that drivers facing a first-time DUI can be charged an average of $13,500 in fines and penalties, as well as a suspended license. The Paso Robles Police Department will be holding its next Coffee with the Cop event on Thursday, August 20th, from 7 to 9 a.m. The event will be held at Black Sheep Sourdough, 1306 Pine Street, Suite D. This session of Coffee with the Cop will also include dispatch staff. Community members are welcome to ask questions, share concerns, and engage in an open conversation with police officers and dispatchers. Today is the first day of school for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, Almond Acres Charter Academy, Pleasant Valley Joint Union, San Miguel, and Shandon School Districts. Students in the Templeton Unified School District will start school on Tuesday, August 18th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Rangers 5-2, the Dodgers over the Royals 4-2, Astros beat the Giants 2-1, the Padres over the Brewers 4-3, the Rays beat the Athletics 8-4, Yankees over the Mariners 10-5. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Brewers, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In California news, the California High-Speed Rail Authority announced the completion of a highway-grade separate project in Kings County. The overpass is now open to traffic, marking the 62nd structure to be completed in the first 119 miles of active construction in the Central Valley. The grade separation will take traffic over an existing canal and future high-speed rail tracks. California public health officials announced they will ignore a vaccine guidance signed by President Donald Trump as an executive order. The new order reduces the number of vaccinations children receive and breaks up the measles, mumps, and rubella shot into three parts. California lawmakers have sent a letter to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission asking them to outlaw a new trend, placing bets on wildfires. On prediction markets such as Polymarket, some users are betting on how much certain fires will burn. Lawmakers are calling for common sense rail guards to prevent people from profiting off the suffering and devastation of others on gambling sites. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Customer service can make or break a direct-to-consumer farm business. Wayne Swanson of Swanson Family Farms says processing mistakes are inevitable, but how producers respond to those types of mistakes is what keeps customers coming back.
My cut sheet did not change from 2010 until now. Once I honed in on what these people want to eat, that's what I delivered. And what that allowed me to do was to have muscle memory at the packing house. They're still going to mess up. Some new guy's coming in, he's going to cut something wrong, but I build in space, and you need to build in space if you're going to jump into this arena to fix the mistakes. I have time in between delivery that I can call somebody and say, hey, John, they cut these ribeyes a quarter of an inch thin versus an inch. How about I give you more than what you need, and I throw some extra ground in there? And as you grow, you're going to make mistakes, and the mistakes that you're going to make are going to be valuable in the thousands of dollars to the people that you're making the mistakes on people. I don't want anybody to not understand that every mistake you make in this business has a person attached to it. And if you can't handle that, this is not the business for you, because there's going to be an issue every time you process.
Again, that's Wayne Swanson of Swanson Family Farms.
This year, we celebrated the 250th anniversary of this great nation. It's never been more important to keep ranchers on the land and protect our way of life. I'm Ron Cherry, Vice President of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC September 15th through the 17th in Copper Mountain, Colorado, for our 58th annual convention. Registration is open on our website at publiclandscouncil.org. Don't wait. Early registration ends August 14th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work,
so nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Regulatory compliance costs add nearly $24 to every case of wine produced and sold by a small Napa County winery, accounting for about 17.5% of production costs, according to a new study examining the cumulative impact of federal, state, and local regulations on the wine industry. The report, released in July by Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, is the second installment of a broader study commissioned by the Napa County Farm Bureau. Part 1, released earlier this year, found regulatory compliance costs accounted for about 8% of production costs for a small Napa County vineyard and nearly 12.5% for a large vineyard. The new report shifts the focus from vineyards to wineries. Quote, "The study is the first of its kind to document regulatory costs of a Napa County winery as well as any type of alcoholic beverage production," the authors wrote. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds early today, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, upper 80s Monday, low 90s on Tuesday, mid-90s on Wednesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 62 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher. The S&P has been trading in record territory, topping 7,800 after a tame report on inflation at the wholesale level. The producer price index was unchanged from June to July, and though it rose 4.7% for the year ending in July, up 4.2% excluding food and energy, both readings are cooler than June. Interest rates on U.S. Treasuries are at the lowest levels since mid-July, with anticipation the Federal Reserve will hold off on raising interest rates next month. Though even after the tamed CPI and PPI reports, Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack says she still believes the Fed should raise interest rates. She tells the Dayton Area Chamber of Commerce it's really critical we act now. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. But at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited everything for just $35 a line. That's $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Switch to the carrier ranked number one in network coverage and customer satisfaction and get unlimited everything for just $35 a month. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit Consumer Cellular online or in-store today. Price includes $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes and fees apply. Data speeds reduced after 35 gigabytes. Rankings done by 2025 ACSI survey.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Ricky's Furniture Outlet is opened next to Walmart in Paso Robles. They have a large showroom and they carry a variety of furniture, including Western art, and they specialize in custom sofas. So stop in to Ricky's next to Walmart in Paso Robles. They're open 7 days a week.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet. Locally owned by fifth generation Californian, Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet on Niblick, next to Walmart in Paso Robles.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Custer described a military scout as congenial employment, most often leading to a terrible death. Today's story is about a military scout whose life fits that description to a T. William Averell Comstock was a military scout who could easily read all the signs Indians left for the information of other Indians, could interpret their smoke columns, and, after a party had passed, could tell with remarkable accuracy from its trail how many were in the party. Comstock's teachers were the Cheyenne Arapahoe and Sioux. He earned the name Medicine Bill because he bit off the finger of a young Sioux woman who had received a rattlesnake bite. But William Comstock had a secret past. Comstock had been born in Michigan, and when he was 7, he was sent to New York to live with an uncle. But that wasn't the worst of it. He was the grandnephew of James Fenimore Cooper. You see, Cooper wrote about the noble savage, and the whites on the frontier hated Cooper's romantic tales about the Indian. In 1868, Comstock and another scout named Abner Grover were sent to the camp of Cheyenne Chief Turkey Leg to see if rampaging braves could be brought under control. While in negotiations, Turkey Leg received word the military had killed several Indians in retaliation. The negotiations were over, and on August 16, 1868, while traveling home, Comstock was killed. Now, the interesting thing is that William Comstock was George Armstrong Custer's favorite scout. He was one of the few people Custer would listen to. The question is, would the Little Bighorn have taken place if Comstock had been riding alongside of Custer instead of dying 8 years earlier? You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Summertime is savings time at the Mattress Specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds, top quality to good quality.
The Mattress Specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County Department of Agriculture awaits a measure completed a survey after detecting a single glassy-winged sharpshooter in a local nursery. The GWSS is an invasive insect that can pose a serious threat to vineyards. The department confirmed there is no additional GWSS or evidence of an established population. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a residential structure fire on the 1200 block of Dorothy Street yesterday at about 4:55 p.m. Firefighters found smoke and fire inside the bathroom of a single-story, single-family residential structure. The fire was stopped to the room of origin, and the cause was an electric exhaust fan. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Keep reading on inflation, focused on prices. The wholesale level is out this morning.
The producer price index for July suggests inflation remained tame at the wholesale level. The PPI was flat after a decline in June, reflecting lower energy prices, though oil and gasoline prices were elevated in July.
Fox's Ginny Cassola, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee says the U.S. Embassy stepped in, rejecting claims the U.S. did nothing when a Palestinian family was harassed in a West Bank settlement. He called those responsible Israeli terrorists. The Fox weather forecast calls for clearing today in Des Moines for day one of the Iowa State Fair.
This year, we've got a brand new exhibit under the grandstand about America 250. So lots of things for you to see and do.
Jeremy Parsons, CEO of the fair. And don't forget to check out the 600-pound butter cow. America's listening to Fox News.
Bahama Bay Tanning Company has you covered to be summer ready. Not only do they provide a tanning experience with packages to fit your needs and budget, they also offer tanning beds, spray tans, infrared pod, teeth whitening, clothing, swimwear, jewelry, and more. Locally owned and operated, Bahama Bay Tanning Company. Call 239-9800 or visit them at 1485 Creston Road in the Food for Less Shopping Center.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Pastor Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Alrighty, we will have some sunshine today and very comfortable temperatures, low 70s, some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s will be in the upper 70s. Again, early morning clouds and sunshine. Saturday, low 80s, mid-80s on Sunday. Monday, upper 80s. Low 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday. And what the heck, next Thursday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:21 a.m., 7:56 p.m. We are at 63. weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgrad Trinsic series, windows and the doors. Karen, this afternoon on Sound Off 12:30 till 2, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Ladies and gentlemen, as another attraction, we wish to present those loco Americanos. We hope you like them too many. Thank you.
All righty. I'm going to go back to this text because I didn't read it and it wasn't making sense when I first time because everything's a cold read. It says, I'm very disappointed in today's mild weather forecast. You see, it's the first day of school and there is always some big shot kid who needs to get tossed outside. After a while, he figures rather than bake in the hot sun, it is better to behave in an air-conditioned classroom. I wish it was 100 today. They don't do that anymore. I don't think they ever did that. I don't know what they do with the kids, but they're not putting them outside, even if it was or is 72 degrees. I don't know what they do to them. Oh, no, they have, don't they have these comfort rooms or something like that, Chris?
Yes, but I don't think those are for kids that are misbehaving, if that's what you mean.
I thought, you know, well, maybe to send them to these rooms for them to calm down. You know, do they have any of those type of rooms or whatever when you were at UC Santa Barbara?
No, not that I remember. There were some egg chairs in the library, but that was it.
Some what?
Egg chairs. They're chairs shaped like an egg that's like all surrounded and stuff. It's supposed to be relaxing.
Oh, but that, because you didn't have discipline in college. In other words, they didn't have somebody take you out of class.
Well, no, we're adults.
Supposedly. Okay. I gotcha. All right, folks. Now, let's see. Get back to this. So, with some governments wanting to force you into a different vehicle, meaning the EV. Now, we're not going to have all electric car fleets in anytime soon, but just food for thought. One is our infrastructure isn't ready for it, but also the replacement. Vehicles aren't cheap. So 2032, federal and industrial goals aim for roughly, by then, 50 to 67% of new passenger cars to be electric, though shifting political incentives and rollbacks of standards have slowed the early pace. Now, several U.S. states plan to ban or phase out new internal combustion engine vehicle sales. That's in 2035. Now, 2040 and beyond, the total turnover of existing gas-powered cars on the road is expected to take another 15 to 20 years. That's past the new sales cutoff. But that changes in may change in certain states. See, right now, the average car on the American roads is roughly 12 years, meaning the gas cars sold near 2035 will remain active well into the late 2040s. But here is the question. If you have more people driving the electric vehicles, how many shops are going to be left to be able to take care of the combustible engine ones? So what would that force people to do? Well, I can't get my car fixed, so I guess I have to buy an electric vehicle. Boom. There you go. Forced by the government. Not a choice. Forced by the government. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. You know, there's something that's coming out in 2027, and it has to do with whether your car is electric or gas, is all the spyware, and I'm sure you've heard of it, where they're watching you drive and making sure you got two hands on the wheel. All this stuff is already in effect in Europe. And I got to tell you, that is, whether your car is gasoline or electric, hybrid or whatever, that is one of the things that's turning a lot of us off of new cars.
I hadn't thought about that. But you're right.
We don't want to get spied on. They're listening. They got all this stuff. Your phone does it anyways. Now they want the car to do it, and all that information is going to go to your insurance company and various other marketers about what you do, what you talk about, and it's monitoring your every braking action to see if you brake hard or if you go around a corner too fast. It's all this stuff that's going on in cars, and quite frankly, it's a little scary.
Okay, sir, here I go. You ready?
Go ahead.
But, sir, if it can save just one life, because you're going to be more, shall we say, paying attention than ever before because the insurance and government is spying on you, isn't that worth it, sir?
Well, you know something, Kevin? There is just something about jumping in your old car and grabbing a hold of that four-speed and going somewhere and nobody having to know where you go. And as far as that goes, yes, it might save one person, but, chances are, I'm not going to say everybody, but I'm a big fan of a good percentage of accidents are caused by people not paying attention, and the ones that aren't, if people cause accidents, for drunk driving or excessive speeds, those people need to be put in jail for a long time.
Well, okay.
That would make our roads way safer than a self-driving car.
Okay, but when somebody is arrested for drunk driving or killing somebody, that's after the fact.
Yeah.
So if you are not driving according to whatever because you're being spied on and a little beep goes off and it's forcing you to, redirect your attention. And again, I'm not saying I'm not in favor of this at all because I throw out the question all the time. How much are you willing to give up?
Honestly, none of it. I don't want them to know anything about what I'm doing. It's up to me. I'm a responsible adult, and I drive at reasonable speeds, and I pay attention to what I'm doing, and if I'm too tired to drive, I pull over.
Well, I would say that you're in my minority.
Yeah, I use my turn signals, too, most of the time.
Well, it's better than because a lot of police don't use turn signals.
I got to tell you, if you're driving in the Los Angeles area and a lot of other major cities, turn signals are a sign of weakness. Like you let somebody know where you're going and they will actively block you.
Oh, yeah, okay, so they see and they don't want you in front of them?
Oh, yeah, they think, somehow you're going to get a car length ahead if you take this lane. And, there's other things going on, too, that they're just, the video game mentality of drivers. And it's getting a little old, but that's, it's one of those things. There's not enough police out there to catch everything. But I'm a firm believer in the ones that do get caught need to pay big time.
I would agree.
I heard about big... On YouTube, you see the people that lead the police on high-speed chases, and that's one of the things. Oh, but if we had an automatic shutdown in the car, we could stop this. Well, they do, and they catch these people, and the ones that don't off themselves end up getting like a 6-month suspended sentence or something like that for leading police on a high-speed chase. That's not enough.
Well, I don't know how many months ago, but I was telling you that there's quite a few people in California because the DMV came under fire that are out driving, and they have killed people.
Yes, there are. They need to, I'm a firm believer in the first DUI should cost you a ton of money. And the second one, taking away your license, that doesn't stop people from driving. So maybe their bodies have to be modified in such a way they can't drive a car. So...
Well, okay, so I don't know. Well, I'm sure technology is there, but I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, the argument against these things about the car is it's going to sense your mental state and your ability to drive, and there's always the case about, what if you're trying to get someone to the hospital who's bleeding? Oh, sorry, your car won't start. Your pulse is elevated.
Well, it was earlier this week, and in one of the earlier hours when I did it, it has to do with the technology regarding the wristbands and headbands and stuff at work where they can monitor quite a few things with you, including fatigue.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? This is, you know, to say it's scary, it's scary. I mean, okay, here we go. At the end of the day, if you do your job, you're fine. But, you know, they were talking about that with people working at home, that some of the employers want to install a camera at your workstation so they can watch you all day long, I guess.
Kaiser has done that.
Yeah.
Now,
just to make sure you're at your desk, and anyways.
Well, what Kaiser, in some instances, saying that it is to make sure of efficiency and the fatigue factor. But I tell you, if you think, you know, depending how far you want to take this, you know, again with the fatigue factor, and it's like listening to a politician when they tell you something that you know there's more to it than what they're actually telling you. So if the company is saying, well, we're doing this, you know, for fatigue and so forth because we care about our employees.
One is sure they are.
Okay, you know, that may be one part of it, but I don't believe all of it. And however, if you have employees that are constantly based on this neurotechnology, then would you be allowed to sit down with them and say, you need to do something to get better, you know, because you're getting fatigued too easily? Maybe they're overweight. Maybe they're not getting enough sleep. So how much input could the company have by forcing people to change their lifestyle?
Yeah, well, you're right about that. But, you know, getting back to the car thing, though, you know, there's this old thing about, do we have a right to privacy? Well, not exactly. But there is it's kind of like everybody needs to have a space they can go where no one has to know. You know what I mean? And for a lot of people, that's our cars.
Not only, and you shouldn't have to explain yourself all the time.
No, not at all. And it's, well, they have speed limits out there. And I see people exceeding them by a lot, and there doesn't seem to be much consequence. So, like I said, if they, Los Osos Valley Road is a great example of that. There's 55 miles an hour, and there's that passing lane, and I've been told by a lot of people they don't speed there because they know if they get pulled over, they're going to get a ticket. Because they don't catch a lot of them, but ones they do catch, they get them.
Okay, so I hope I'm understanding that you're not satisfied with enough people who getting speeding tickets.
Okay. I'm not saying, okay, you could say that, I guess. It was speed limit on 101 is 65 miles an hour, and pretty much it's common knowledge. They'll give you 70. And maybe sneak by with 72 as long as you're not causing a ruckus. But, you know, I've been passed by people going well in excess of 85 miles an hour. I just know they are. You know, I'm going 65, and they're just passing me like blind.
Well, I can tell you, I come in the morning doing 60. That's it. I'm not, because I'm the deer. And
same as where I live, yeah.
I can tell you, there are big rig trucks that are passing me like I'm standing still at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, what I was getting at is, okay, then why don't we have the technology put into the vehicles that when you do that, if you're going 10 miles over the speed limit, you're automatically getting a ticket from the technology.
Well, there's another part about that, too, about you have a right to face your accuser. If the what are they going to do, bring the technology to traffic court with you? Or?
Well, okay, so in the case of the Flock cameras, because this is one of the controversies, according to even to some authorities, it's 90% accurate.
Yeah. Well, this is something that happened years ago. One of the officers that you had on the, you know, sound off, I don't know, years ago, and he said something about, okay, hit and run. And someone said, yeah, he damaged my car. His car's right there. That's the driver. And the policeman would say, tell you what, then you have to give me your name, your address, your phone number, your license number, so I can tell this person that because they have a right to know their accuser. And that's how the police would get out of investigating a hit and run.
Hmm. Well.
So they're using they're using your own. Yeah, like I want that guy to know where I live.
So. Okay, so you're what you're referring to, you're afraid of retaliation.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, we were involved in an accident down in Southern California, and you know something. Fortunately, everybody stopped, and unfortunately, nobody had insurance. But it was another one of those things where they caused an accident, and when we got stopped, and I got out of what was left of our truck, I pulled over and looked back there, and I fully expected everybody to be getting out of the car that was damaged into another car, and the whole group leaving, and then the car would magically be called in stolen. That seems to be the modus operandi.
Well, it's probably a couple of reasons why that happened,
yeah.
But I'm going back to, so why are people afraid of retaliation so much now?
Because it happens. I mean, there's no other reason. It happens.
Well, is it because we've let ourselves become intimidated by people's behaviors or threats? I know it happens, but I don't know if there's a strong signal that you can send to somebody just by your, you know, the presence and your demeanor and so forth, basically saying, don't even think about it.
Yeah, well, as they're being led away in handcuffs, they're going, I know who you are, Jack.
Well, then that's, I would take that as a threat.
Yeah.
All right, so why wouldn't the police be allowed to tack on additional charges?
Well, they can. And if something happens at your house, the sheriff will show up an hour later and write a dandy report about what their friends did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
so there you go. Anyways, we are living in a different world. And as far as, like I said, the car spying on me while I'm driving, I honestly want no part of it.
Well, that's you'll keep your car till death till you part, right?
Well, you know something, they're going to keep burning down the wrecking yards and not supplying parts to fix the 30-year-old cars. And, you know, if you stick with something mainstream, the parts will be around probably as long as I need them. So,
all right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, bye. Hey, well, stock up now on your car parts. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, this issue about speeding and cars driving fast and things of this sort, you know, I know that you look at, if you look at insurance and law enforcement sites, you know, they always cite speeding as being one of the number one causes of accidents and morbidity on the roads. But, you know, the thing they don't talk about, and if you look at international literature, it's a little bit different. They never talk about obstructive driving. In the United States, we don't have a thing called obstructive driving. Especially in Europe and especially in Germany, they talk about obstructive driving, and actually obstructive driving ends up being a greater cause of accidents than speeding does. On the Autobahn in Germany, we all hear about how fast people can go. Well, their law is that if somebody comes up behind you and you don't pull over, you are the one that's guilty, and you're the one that can get a citation. And the fact is, you look at it, and I have to admit, I'm a driver that probably drives in the 70 to 75 range, and you know, in this now at times, the cars that we have, you know, they easily drive at that rate, and you don't even hardly notice it. But the fact is that it's so oftentimes I watch other drivers, and I watch it over and over and over again, where people will pull up behind somebody, the person in front of them won't pull over, so then they try to pass on the right. That's what causes the accidents and causes the problems. It's not because that person was speeding, it's because the person in the lane in front of them, especially the number one lane, didn't pull over to let them go by. Well, I see obstructive driving all the time.
Well, I would agree, but I also think that one is, people aren't, they're not, I don't think they do a good job of anticipating when they drive of the, you know, what's behind me, what's ahead of me. And being able to do that, I've always said, I get away from trouble. I'm not going to sit and be those 13 cars that are all next to each other. I refuse to do that. It's just safer. I have more confidence in myself than 12 other idiots. The other thing is, again, looking behind you, and then also we've had people call in here on the air and say, well, I don't care. I'm not moving over. The speed limit is 65. And those are the people that back up traffic and get people frustrated that leads to them making dangerous decisions.
Exactly. That's obstructive driving.
Yep.
That is the definition. And it really does. Because you have to consider human nature. I mean, there's common sense and human nature. And those are two things that aren't necessarily considered in a lot of these issues. But human nature is that if you get up behind somebody and you're waiting for them to pull over and they won't pull over, you're eventually going to try to pull around them. And hopefully, and most of the time, I think people do it in a safe manner, even though it's really not appropriate to pass on the right. But these people force you into that position. And they're not allowing for human nature. They may think that they're, you know, in the right because they're holding things up because they're driving at the speed limit, you know.
Right.
But the fact is that human nature isn't going to go along with that.
I did it on Monday when I was leaving here after my sound off. Is there was a lady that she was in a gray SUV, you know, we're heading north, and she's in the left hand lane. And she's right next to me. I'm in the right-hand lane. I'm doing 65. She's doing 65 right next to me. And she's sitting there.
Yeah.
And I just, I didn't just decide. And I could see the traffic in her lane starting to back up. I think there was three or four cars.
Uh-huh.
And I just went, boom. I got out of the way. I went, I'm not going to say I floored it, but I went up to about 70 or 75. Got enough, pulled out while I was still in the same lane, and then what did she do? Nothing. She stayed at the same speed limit, and more cars were getting backed up.
Yeah. It's human nature, people. I mean, you can think what you want, you can say what you want, but human nature is a dictation, and all she had to do was pull over. It made it so much easier. I see that all the time, and it is very frustrating. Because all you got to do is just pull over. Just consider human nature.
What I don't understand about something like that is, don't you see what's around you?
Right. Yes. Absolutely. You should be looking. People so oftentimes are not paying attention to what they're doing as far as driving. They're busy on their phone or they're busy on whatever they're doing. You know, when you're on the road, especially on the freeway. You need to be paying attention to the road. That means it needs to be number one, and that's not what happens.
Yep. When you're doing that, when you're doing 60, 70 miles an hour, your reaction time isn't the same as when you're on Spring Street.
Exactly. That's exactly.
It. All right, we're out of time.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Bye. Let's see here. Anything on this day in history? Well, in 1961, East German communist began building a wall through the city to prevent the flow of people seeking the freedoms of the West. The wall cut off West Berlin from virtually all of surrounding East Germany and East Berlin until government officials opened it in 1989. You may remember something from a former president by Ronald Reagan about tearing down a wall.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Passable's Police Department will be holding its next Coffee with the Cop event on Thursday, August 20th from 7 to 9 a.m. The event will be held at Black Sheep Sourdough, 1306 Pine Street, Suite D. This session will also include dispatch staff. The City of Atascadero will be conducting a DUI checkpoint this Friday from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. DUI checkpoints are determined based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, Karen on sound off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy your day and thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans.
This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.